And talk about you. Let's sit and talk about us. Oh, but it's fun to discuss the crazy things we love to do. Let's sit and talk about me. Let me assure you, you're grand. You'd be so easy to handle. The possibility. Why is it at each visit I sit and I stare? What does it and what was it made me care for you? You tell the world about me. I'll tell the world about you. Tell the world about us. They won't believe it's true.
Big broadcast, 90.7 FM, WFUV, beginning with Frankie Trumbauer and his orchestra, Tram doing the crooning, 1929, futuristic rhythm, Dorothy Fields and Jimmy McHugh. After that, a Jack Yellen lyric, Dream Kisses, 1928, Ben Burney and his Hotel Roosevelt Orchestra recording for the Brunswick label. Finally, recording for Brunswick in Chicago in January 1929, Ray Miller and his orchestra, Let's Sit and Talk About You. Vocal from Bob Nolan. Let's Sit and Talk About You, written by Dorothy Fields and Jimmy McHugh for the show Hello Daddy, which starred Lou Fields. It opened on Broadway December 26, 1928. You had 198 chances to catch Hello Daddy. I'm Rich Connedy. This is the big broadcast. I mentioned before the phone number at the studio, the WFUV website, and the big broadcast news group, alt.fan.rich-connedy. There was a lot of action on the big broadcast news group last week, most of it about Nancy Sinatra's boots walking all over my old boss at the Museum of Television and Radio. Of course, the week wasn't a total loss for Music Man Stan. He came in fifth at the hot dog eating contest at Coney Island yesterday. Now, he would have done better. He would have done better, but he insisted on ordering fries.
Hi, this is Meg Griffin, and Chris Whitley has a wonderful new album called Dirt Floor. We invite you to join us for my conversation with him. It'll be on this Monday night at 8 o'clock. He sings and he plays. Chris Whitley in the studio on WFUV.
Thank you. hour in the day, most everybody hears me say that I'm in love with you. I'm lovesick again, I can't deny it. Cure me with kisses, come on, won't you try it? 60 seconds every minute, 60 minutes every hour, I'm in love with you. in love when the one you're thinking of never has a single thought about you? I just fell in love alone, even though I should have known she could never care, but what can I do? I just go along, right or wrong, thinking of her constantly. But the one I love just can't be bothered with me. Try to stay away, and I say, I'll find other company. 'Cause the one I love just can't be bothered with me. I keep making my mind up, but I wind up a-hanging round her old front door. When I get a real throwdown, I feel low down, but I keep coming back for more. Maybe I could get some I've met, but there's no one I can see. Just the one who says she can't be bothered with me. I keep making my mind up, but I wind up a-hanging round her old front door. When I get a real throwdown, I feel low down, but I keep coming back for more. Maybe I could get some I've met, but there's no one I can see. Just the one who says she can't be bothered with me.
Johnny Marvin in 1930, The One I Love Just Can't Be Bothered With Me. Before that, a Fields and McHugh song, Collegiana, 1928, Al Shane with Milt Shaw and his Detroiters. We began with 60 Seconds Every Minute, I'm in Love With You, 1927, Johnny Marvin with Jan Garber and his orchestra. The story goes that Johnny Marvin was born in a covered wagon en route, I wrote here OK, which means either Oklahoma or recording session, born in a covered wagon en route to Oklahoma, July 11th, 1897. He started out in vaudeville, made it to Broadway in 1926, began making records in 1924 into the early 1940s. He died in Hollywood December 20th, 1944. The big broadcast, Sunday nights on 90.7 FM WFUV. Classic radio comes up at 11 o'clock with Stage Shadows, contemporary radio drama recorded at the Museum of Television and Radio. Stage Shadows on Classic Radio coming up after the big broadcast at 11 o'clock on 90.7 FM WFUV. Here's Dick Robertson with the High Steppers in 1932, a song written by Mercer Cook and J. Russell Robinson. And I would like to dedicate it to my objectively beautiful bride, Manhattan Mary hyphen Connedy, who supplied an absolutely glorious 4th of July, and the 3rd and the 5th weren't exactly shabby either. I can't wait for the 6th. For Manhattan Mary, is I in love? I is.
I is, FBI in love I be. Oh, gee, oh, gosh, gee whiz, is I in love I is. Am you the one you am? Yes, miss, yes, sir, yes, ma'am. Oh, gee, oh, gosh, gee whiz, is I in love I is. Those hair, them eyes, how come they was? And do I fell? I'll say I does. The English I have spoke is posolute a joke. Oh, gee, oh, gosh, gee whiz, is I in love I is. The way these chorus go, oh gee, oh gosh, gee whiz, is I in love I is.
My inspiration days are never blue. After all is said and done, there is really only one. Oh, Margie, Margie, it's you. Oh, Margie, oh, you've been my inspiration. Days are never blue. After all is said and done, there is really only one. Oh, Margie, Margie, it's you. Thank you.
with that cat there?
Must be full of reefers.
Full of reefers?
Yeah, man.
Mean that cat's high?
Sailing.
Sailing?
Sailing lightly.
Get away from here.
Man, is that the reefer man?
That's the reefer man.
I believe he's losing his mind.
I think he's lost his mind.
Oh, have you ever met that funny reefer man?
Reefer man!
Have you ever met that funny reefer man?
Reefer man!
If he says he swam to China and he sells you South Carolina, then you know you're talking to that reefer man.
Reefer man!
Have you ever met funny reefer man?
Reefer man!
Have you ever met funny reefer man?
Reefer man!
If he says he walks the ocean any time he takes a notion, then you know you're talking to reefer man.
Reefer man!
Then you know you're talking to that reefer man.
Reefer man.
Have you ever met fun reefer man?
Reefer man.
Have you ever met a funny reefer man?
Reefer man.
If he takes a sudden mania, wants to give you Pennsylvania, then you know you're talking to the reefer man. And you know you're talking to the reefer man. Then you know you're talking to that reefer man.
Wouldn't give for a bag of Chips Ahoy. A Reefer Man, 1932, the King of Heidi Ho, Cab Calloway and his orchestra. Reefer Man, written by Andy Rassoff and J. Russell Robinson. You may have seen it performed by Cab in the Paramount Picture International House. J. Russell Robinson, born 106 years ago Wednesday. He died in September 1963. Before that, a Con Conrad J. Russell Robinson song, Margie, 1932. Billy Banks with the Rhythm Makers with Red Allen, Pee Wee Russell, Joe Sullivan, and Gene Krupa. We began with another J. Russell Robinson song, Is I in Love? I Is, 1932, Dick Robertson with the High Steppers. On the big broadcast on WFUV in New York. WFUV, Fordham University's voice. Next Sunday night on the big broadcast, we salute Ginger Rogers plus a quintet of songwriters. I think a total of 8 individuals being saluted on tonight's big broadcast, including Noble Sissel, who was born 109 years ago Friday. He died in December 1975. Noble Sissel and his orchestra in April 1931, Mr. Sissel crooning a Milton Ager song, What'd You Do to Me? Thank you.
What'd you do to me? What'd you do to me? You made me care about you. I'm down without you. What'd you do that for? I'm not happy anymore. You keep me guessing where I'm at. You mean to be like that. I don't know what to do. You worry me so. I can't hold on to you and I can't let you go. Oh, I seem to be pick the devil in the deep blue sea. So give me love or liberty. Say, what'd you do to me?
See those Georgia peaches hanging round and down. Cause what this baby teaches, nobody knows just how old.
Sentimental gentleman from Georgia, Georgia, gentle to the ladies all the time. Hey, hey, no doubt you were about the sweetest man in Dixieland. I'll say he's hot, he's got just what it takes to make a lady's man.
He's just a sentimental gentleman from Georgia, Georgia, gentle to the ladies all the time.
He's gentle to the ladies all the time.
When it comes to loving, he's a real professor. Yes, just amazing, Dixie Valentine,
Valentine.
Thank you. men from Georgia, yada, yada, Georgia, Georgia, yada, yada, Georgia. He tends to ladies all the time when it comes to love, and there's not a thing that he don't know. I'm talking about that man from Georgia. I'm talking about that man from Georgia.
Began with Noble Sissle's Orchestra, 1931, What'd You Do to Me? After that, a Mitchell Parrish, Frank Perkins song, Sentimental Gentleman from Georgia, the Boswell Sisters with the Dorsey Brothers in 1932. And finally, it was a Mitchell Parrish, Hoagy Carmichael collaboration, One Morning in May, 1934, Al Boley with Ray Noble and his orchestra. By the way, next Sunday night, I promise that I will play the Al Boley Ray Noble record of Blues in My Heart. Eloise of Scarsdale has been waiting to hear for that for weeks now, but I'll play it next Sunday night. One Morning in May, Hoagy Carmichael, Mitchell Parrish lyric. Now, my reference book says that Mitchell Parrish was born in Shreveport, Louisiana, July 10th, 1900, but I'm reliably informed that that was not the case. In any event, Mitchell Parrish had hits to his credit from the 1920s to the 1950s without ever giving up his day job. Mr. Parrish was a guest on the 1,000th big broadcast back in October 1992. He was a charming gentleman. He died in New York City March 31st, 1993. The big broadcast, Sunday nights on 90.7 FM WFUV. With Jack Teagarden in 1934, Benny Goodman, Frankie Trumbauer, Charlie Teagarden too probably here, and another written by Frank Perkins and Mitchell Parrish.
Moonlight and magnolia, starlight in your hair, all the world a dream come true. Did it really happen? Was I really there? Was I really there with you? We lived our little drama. We kissed in a field of white, and stars fell on Alabama last night. I can't forget the glamour. Your eyes held a tender light, and stars fell on Alabama last night. I never planned in my imagination a situation so heavenly, a fairyland where no one else could enter, and in the center, just you and me, dear. My heart beats like a hammer, my arms wound around you tight, and stars fell on Alabama last night. Planned in my imagination a situation so heavenly, a fairyland where no one else could enter, and you in the center, just you and me, dear. My heart beats like a hammer, my arms wound around you tight, and stars fell on Alabama last night.
Last night into your early life, romance came, and in this heart of yours burned a flame that flickered one day, then died away. Then, with disillusion deep in your eyes, you learn that fools in love soon grow wise. The years have changed you somehow. I see you now. Smoking, drinking, never thinking of tomorrow. Nonchalant, diamond shining, dancing, dining with a man in a restaurant. Is that all you really want? No, sophisticated lady, I know you miss the love you lost long ago. And when nobody
that fools and lost soon grow one. The years have changed you somehow. I see you now, dear. Smoke and drink and never thinking of tomorrow. Restaurant. Is that all you want? Mm-hmm. Is the greatest lady I know? You miss the love you lost long ago.
Big broadcast, 90.7 FM, WFUV, a trio of Mitchell Parish lyrics. Well, let's see. We began... I was just lost in my Stardust reverie for a moment. We began with Stars Fell on Alabama, 1934, Jack Teagarden. After that, from a lucky 78, 1933, the Boswell Sisters, Sophisticated Lady, Mitchell Parrish, Duke Ellington collaboration. They also wrote Mood Indigo. Finally, it was Kay Webber with the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra in 1934, Hands Across the Table, a Mitchell Parrish lyric for the show The Continental Varieties. I'm Rich Connerty. You are listening to the big broadcast, Classic Pop and Jazz, on 90.7 FM, WFUV. 1 year and 1 week ago tonight, you wouldn't have heard me saying the big broadcast on WFUV. You would have heard me, saying it about some other radio station. However, it was 1 year ago tonight that the big broadcast returned to WFUV after 4.5 years on the AM side of the dial. I just want to take a second out to publicly express my gratitude to WFUV's general manager, Ralph Jennings, and the program director at WFUV, Chuck Singleton, for welcoming me and the big broadcast back to WFUV last year. And I also want to take a second to thank you good people who have supported the big broadcast for the last 52 weeks and, in many cases, for the 1,243 weeks before that. I wish you'd come through a little better at the first two fundraisers, but you'll get another shot at it this November. And above all else, I want to thank my objectively beautiful bride. I want to thank Mary for supporting our decision, but I'm the one that had to give notice at the other gig, supporting the decision to follow my heart and come back to WFUV. So to all those folks, and particularly to Mary, thank you very much. It's very nice to be back here. It's been a, on average, a very good experience to be back at WFUV, and I'm happy that the big broadcast has the radio home that it deserves. The big broadcast on 90.7 FM WFUV. The picture Dancing Lady starred Joan Crawford and Clark Gable, and I think it was Fred Astaire's first film role. From Dancing Lady, this Dorothy Fields, Jimmy McHugh song. Rudy Valley and his Connecticut Yankees in November 1933.
Admiration, wondering where I got the luck, landing someone quite so grand when so many folks get stuck. Your supply of everything that's needed just meets my demand. Pardon if I seem to gush, but I say without a blush, my dancing lady, there's nobody like you. You find such pleasure in doing what you do. A change in music, and suddenly you start. That little syncopated beat in your heart. You look inspired, that's one of your great charms. But when you're tired, start dancing to my arms. After a while, dear, these two happy feet will be down the aisle, dear, my dancing lady to you. Hey, go! my dancing lady, I love you.
Rock and roll. Get rhythm in your feet and music in your soul. All want golden slippers.
Yeah.
Lose your weary blues. Watch the road you're choosing.
Yeah.
One leads up to heaven. If you don't start repenting, you all never reach your goal. Get rhythm in your feet and music in your soul. Thank you.
Allen and his orchestra in 1935, Get Rhythm in Your Feet, a J. Russell Robinson composition. Before that, Life Begins at Sweet 16, 1935, Ted Wallace, Ed Kirkaby, crooning with the California Rattlers. Life Begins at Sweet 16, written by Jack Yellen and Ray Henderson for the show George White's Scandals of 1936. I didn't write down all of the cast. Rudy Valley was top billed. Cliff Edwards was in George White's Scandals of 36. We began with a Fields and McHugh song from the picture Dancing Lady, My Dancing Lady, Rudy Valley, and his Connecticut Yankees in 1933. This is the big broadcast on 90.7 FM WFUV. Here's a song written by Irving Caesar, Jack Yellen, and Ray Henderson for the picture, The George White Scandals. Lyricist Irving Caesar, born 103 years ago yesterday. He died in December 1996. Lyricist Jack Yellen, born 106 years ago tomorrow. He died in 1991. In March 1934, Kay Webber with the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra, Nasty Man.
Trying to fool you each time that he can. Playing mean tricks, that's his plan. Oh, that nasty man. When he calls on you, he phones his uncle in Timbuktu. Leaves a nickel when he's through. Oh, that nasty man. When you're out walking, he'll make you trip and fall. And when you're talking, he will cut in, he likes to butt in. Oh, that nasty man. He used to show off his Palm Beach tan. When it rained, his color ran. Oh, that nasty man.
Trust a woman as far as you can throw a mule. Never trust a woman, you're a doggone fool. I had a half a dozen and I was true to everyone. I had a half a dozen and ended up with none. The other night I took a book off the shelf, found out that history repeats itself. I read about King Henry and I discovered that he had the same kind of woman trouble as me. Six women didn't last me very long. Six women put the blues into my song. Six women done two good men wrong. Me and the Henry VIII. Six times I had to take it on the chin. Six times I took a chance and didn't win. Six times somebody else chiseled in on me and Henry VIII. Henry was a mighty king was he. Look what they did to a king. What chance was there for me? Six women made me take it like a chump. Six women gave it to me with a bump. Six women shattered all the faith in me and Henry VIII. The same as old King Henry, my first was Catherine, a long and lanky loving mama who was tall and thin. One day the fleet came in and there were sailors all about. Well, boys, the fleet was in and I was out. My second was a redhead and I think that her name was Anne. I walked into my flat one day and there was a traveling man. He grabbed his hat and coat and I yanked out my .44. Well, Annie doesn't live there anymore. I thought I'd try again, and I got a girl whose name was Jane. And I was awfully good to her, but it was all in vain. One day I had a Frigidaire delivered to her door. But she ran off with the Iceman a half an hour before. The fourth one weighed 300 pounds, the kind the Greeks prefer. Did you ever see a truck walking? Well, I did. That was her. And every day she beat me up till I was blue and black. So I telegraphed her husband to come on and take her back. The next was number five, and after she became my missus, one day I mailed to her a check for 50,000 kisses. And when I asked her what she did with it, she answered me at once, "Why, the landlord cashed it for me, and the rent is paid for months." And then came number six, a girl who gave me such a thrill that every time I kissed her, I gave her a dollar bill. And when I asked her where she got her tens and twenties too, she said, "Why, darling, everyone is not as stingy as you." Six women didn't last me very long. Six women put the blues into my song. Six women done two good men wrong. Me and Henry VIII.
Life's not the same. the reason I can't go on. Life without you just can't be. That's what love did to me.
That's What Love Did to Me, 1936, Noble Sissle and his orchestra. Did you recognize that vocalist? You probably did, even though it was her first record, 18-year-old Lena Horne. Before the Noble Sissle Orchestra, we heard Rudy Valley around 1940, Six Women, Me and Henry VIII, and Kay Weber with the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra in 1934, Nasty Man. Those first two written by Irving Caesar, Jack Yellen and Ray Henderson for the picture, George White's Scandals. The big broadcast, 90.7 FM, WFUV.
Well, it'll be a miracle on Tuesday morning if I'm where I'm supposed to be at 6 a.m. Hi there, it's Rita Houston here. Nothing but female artists. We're going to give Darren DeVivo the day off, and I'm going to work in the morning for him. We'll see you then here on WFUV.
The honeycomb. The brindle cow will wag her tail as I fill up my pail. I'll taste the flies and I surmise she'll move. Thanks to you, I'll call the chicks and mix some barley with their corn. They'll love it so. I know they'll pluck for luck each morn. And then I lay amid the hay and call it all a day way down around my Alabama
is in the stardust of a song
beside a garden wall. When stars are bright, you are in my arms. The nightingale tells his fairy tale of paradise where roses bloom. Though I dream in vain, in my heart it will remain, my stardust melody, the memory of love's refrain.
Riverboat Shuffle, good people, we got rhythm tonight. At the Riverboat Shuffle, they tell me that slide pipe tutor is grand. Best Louisiana, so bring your freighter, come an alligator, that band. Mr. Hawkins on the tenor, good people, you'll hear minor bird joys. In special orchestrations, even Mama Dinah will be there to strut for the boys in a room full of noise. She'll teach you to shuffle it right, so bring your baby. I'll be seeing you at the Riverboat Shuffle tonight. To shuffle it right, so bring your baby. I'll be seeing you at the Riverboat Shuffle tonight.
Hoagie Carmichael in 1938, Hoagie's song, a Mitchell Parrish lyric, Riverboat Shuffle. Hoagie with Perry Botkin conducting a band that included Manny Klein, and on the drums, Spike Jones. Before that, Bing Crosby, Matty Malnick and his orchestra, Mitchell Parrish, Hoagie Carmichael, Stardust. Bing's March 1929 recorded. No, 39. I wrote down 29, but I meant 39. We began with Ivy Anderson with Duke Ellington, 1937, Alabama Home. On the big broadcast, Sunday nights, 8 to 11, on 90.7 FM, WFUV. Here in 1934, with Buck Washington on the piano, Coleman Hawkins. Concluded tonight's big broadcast with Coleman Hawkins in 1934 on the Sunny Side of the Street. Written by Dorothy Fields and Jimmy McHugh for Lou Leslie's International Review back in 1930. Saturday night at 8, Don't Dare Dodge Standard Time. Next Sunday night on the big broadcast, the lyrics of Dorothy Fields, Oscar Hammerstein, and Ted Kohler, the songs of Mabel Wayne and Billy Hill, plus Ginger Rogers. If you'd like to write, it's the big broadcast, WFUV, Fordham University, the Bronx, New York, 10458. Big broadcast, WFUV, Fordham University, Bronx, New York, 10458. This is WFUV in New York, public radio from Fordham University. Stay tuned for contemporary radio drama from Stage Shadows on Classic Radio. Until next week, big broadcast, Rich Connedy reminding you to lather, rinse, repeat, do something about those fingernails, live fast and dye your hair. And above all else, let you never forget, rhythm saved the world. Aloha.